Listener Nick wrote in our recent survey, "I listen, so I feel obligated to pay. I enjoy most of Midday Cafe and a number of the other shows. I'm not impressed with NPR News. They lack objectivity and integrity when reporting on the Middle East. Their pro-Israel bias is very obvious. With respect to Ukraine, no one at NPR is discussing Khrushchev's giving Crimea to the Ukraine." Listener Derek wrote, "I would love to hear the second hour of Science Friday." Listener Bert wrote, "Your evening after 9 p.m. signal has been weakening, so the programs are staticky and hard to hear, while other stations are quite loud." Well, I don't really have a definitive answer for Bert. There's nothing that we know of that would cause the signal to drop consistently only in the evenings. Changeable spring weather does sometimes cause fluctuations in reception, especially for distant listeners. Last week, I read a comment from a listener objecting to our use of HQR on the air instead of WHQR. I received similar messages from a couple of other listeners. I'll try to be brief in my explanations. Listener Jenny wrote, "Whether a station has a K or a W in the front has everything to do with whether they are east or west of the Mississippi. One cannot just change or select a call sign at whim." I wrote back to Jenny, in part, "It's not correct that all K stations are west of the Mississippi. KDKA in Pittsburgh, for example, is a famous counterexample. But the legal call sign is not really the issue here. You may know that we have announced a second FM station this year. Legally, only 91.3 and not the new station can be WHQR. The FCC requires the call letters and city of license for full power stations like 91.3 to be broadcast once per hour near the top of the hour. Otherwise, stations may identify themselves as they see fit. So in order to continue the concept of high-quality radio, we intend to use HQR, not as a required hourly legal ID, to identify both stations in the future. Listeners already refer to us that way." And Jenny wrote back, "High quality radio, I like that. I had not heard that you're committed to a second FM station this year. So that seems to be the piece I was missing. Good luck and thanks."
Listen to your news program. Time right now is 9:07 p.m. The date is the 7th of May. You may have heard lots of sirens, people having heart attacks because the guy said that the Dow closed down 117 today. It was actually up 117. Kind of important.
Listener Leslie wrote, "You are violating public radio's non-advertising agenda with sponsors that sound like ads and appear to be cutting news stories to do so. While I understand that the money is needed and give what I can at pledge drives, can't the acknowledgement just be WHQR supported by Business X? Thank you for all you bring to our community." I wrote to Leslie, "FCC regulations permit identification of a business supporter, description of principal goods and services, including brand names, location, phone numbers, websites, and other informational items. They do not allow pricing information, calls to action, or promotional or comparative language. We believe that all of the underwriting messages we have fit those guidelines. Also, we have not cut back on news stories, but we have cut back somewhat on promotional messages for upcoming radio programs." And Leslie wrote back, "Thanks so much for the information. WHQR is a wonderful station." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.